It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
What's your favorite Metallica song?
Okay. Do you want it? Saint Anger. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know Metallica very well. I didn't listen to him a lot.
Oh God, you sad son of a bitch!
It just happened to be related to the thing that I was making you watch just now.
I was mad. I hate you. Shut up, Tori. But Tori.
Run, dun, 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 diddly, diddly.
I'm just not going to be your friend if you keep doing that.
It is the Van Canto cover. Acapella cover of Battery.
I always say Van Canto, but I could be wrong.
It could be Van Canto.
Or Van Canto.
Canto.
Van Canto. It's whatever.
I wanted to go swimming, but I can't do.
Oh, God. I just imagine you as like this sad little cartoon character. Like,
I am a cartoon character. I've said this before.
Like Carl from Jimmy Neutron.
I mean, I don't
can't
wanna be,
though.
I don't think I'm that sad.
Really? You don't?
I hope I'm not that sad.
Are you sure?
Am I that sad?
I would say so.
I mean,
I think he's cute though. Like in a sad guy, like Eeyore. I love Eeyore. Eeyore's so cute.
We don't.
Who doesn't love Eeyore?
But we don't love Eeyore because he's sad. We love him in spite of his sadness.
No, I don't love him in spite. I love it. I love him no matter what.
I love you out of spite.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You're my best friend.
Why does that feel like it's accurate? You're my best fucking friend.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Guess who's my new best friend, bitch?
It's you, dumb it. Well, now that's just getting abusive.
You're my new best friend, dumbass. Oh, good grief.
Oh, boy.
No, my actual real favorite Metallica song is, I don't know what album it's off of, but it's a song called Of Wolf and Men. It's pretty badass. There's another song that's actually, it has really beautiful lyrics, but they're also really simple lyrics. And it's called Nothing Else Matters. Are you going to play with my
ear? Is that the, and nothing really matters?
I mean, I guess. That sounds like you're undoing your pants, but it's my fucking, it's my uke. Are you gonna really play with my uke?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Ugh.
So.
I go ugh, and then you kind of chicken out.
I did.
Don't be a bitch. Blue moon.
When I was a young boy, I went down to the county fair.
I already hate whatever you're doing.
I'm following a passion of mine.
Being sad?
Yeah.
Fucking meatloaf?
Fucking meatloaf? Yeah.
I would have fucked meatloaf back in the 70s.
You wouldn't fuck the old, using one of those like talky thingies. I mean, he doesn't, but he looks and sounds like he might. That smokers use, you know?
The robot voice.
Yeah. He doesn't use.
This is my robot voice. No, I want one though. I want one of those.
Just to
scare
have.
Children.
I believe that the stoma will do just fine at scaring children.
Even when you cough, it just spits out a little bit.
Smoking and blowing the smoke out of your stoma.
Oh yeah, like fucking it. That's how to do it.
Yeah, you want to scare children? Get throat cancer. Gotcha while you were drinking water too. Oh, welcome to Let's Watch Something.
Hi.
This is Anthony.
Yep, that's him.
And that's Jack over there.
Yeah, hi, it's me.
And this is Jack's ukulele that I am touching.
It's beautiful. I love my fucking uke.
It is. It's really nice. It feels really nice.
It's heavy. It's sturdy too.
It's like the weight of a cheap acoustic guitar, but it's a ukulele.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love my uke.
See, we associate weight with quality.
I must be really fucking like high quality shit.
High quality right there, yep. So I'm holding a ukulele and I'm distracted now.
Put my uke away.
So this week
you can do it.
So we've been on a journey, not so much a journey, just kind of an accidental thread. I can't think of any journey songs. Fuck.
Oh my god, are you serious? The fucking just don't a small time stop boy. Believing.
Living in a lonely world.
If I had my guitar, I could play that a little bit.
You could probably do it on the uke.
I don't know the chords.
Okay, fine. We started with Men in Black, and I was like, this is a...
Wait, Men in Black. It's not Ghostbusters.
If there's something weird
in your neighborhood,
look at the red light.
Don't remember.
It started with Men in Black, and I was like, this is not the quirky screwball comedy I remember it being.
It's a little more intense. What the fuck just happened in my ears? Okay.
It's like a sci-fi.
It was a little more intense than we remember.
Yeah, more like an action kind of mystery detective.
Detective-y, yeah. It was pretty cool. It was a lot better than I remember it too, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. And I said, you know, I was thinking that Men in Black was like a screwball comedy, kind of like this other movie called Evolution. And that movie was
not as much of a screwball comedy.
They tried to make it one.
It kind of was funny.
Kind of wasn't funny.
It kind of wasn't funny.
It was, yeah, go back there and listen
like
to that.
There was like a few moments that was funny, but overall, not so much.
No. And the script for Evolution was originally a horror movie, and the screenwriter wanted John Carpenter to direct it.
Hmm.
And John Carpenter did a movie that kind of felt like something of the Men in Black Evolution universe, where it's an alien and people aren't aware of the alien happening. See where I'm going with this? The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing.
I don't see how it relates to Evolution at all.
It hardly doesn't. I don't remember what it was that got me thinking about it. I'm sure once I go back and re-listen to Evolution, it'll come to me.
Mm.
And so, yeah, we watched The Thing. John Carpenter's 1982 horror classic.
Yeah, I was bored all throughout. It was boring.
As with every other classic, every other movie that Anthony loves.
Why do you even like this movie?
Jacqueline hates.
What makes it interesting?
Let's talk about that, why don't we?
Okay, tell me.
The most standout performance in this movie comes from...
The alien. No, the dog.
Kurt Russell.
The dog.
I was going to say Kurt Russell is like the most prominent actor that we all think about. What was that? What was the guy that you freaked out about during the credits?
Oh, Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, it was a Wilford Brimley.
A, just one of them.
A Wilford Brimley.
Yeah, not the,
As I think the doctor...
I don't remember which one he was.
He was the old guy that went crazy.
Oh, yeah, no, that I know who Wilford Brimley is. Brimley.
He was the doctor that went crazy.
Yeah, he's that guy.
There's a...
He sold oatmeal.
You know Wilford Brimley more than I do.
Yeah, we were pals.
There's research.
He's the diabetes, beatus person.
Really? That's him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
There's a research station in Antarctica.
No, I have diabetes.
During the winter of Antarctica, and the movie opens with a dog.
A dog!
A doggo running through the woods. Not the woods, the snow.
The snow.
And a helicopter following it, and a dude shooting at it.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah, what a dick.
I don't like him.
No. And the dog runs to the other research station.
Like, help, and I'm like, a dog.
And the American dudes are all like, hey, what are you doing, buddy? And the dude's just screaming in Dutch or whatever.
Norwegian.
And I pulled it up, and it was something to the effect of, that dog isn't a dog, it's imitating a dog, it'll kill you all, something like that.
That's fine. I like dogs. I'll let the dog kill me.
And... He tries to shoot the dog, and they shoot him back, and he shoots one of the guys. A lot of shooting happening in the first 5 minutes.
They go, pew, pew, pew.
Pew, 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 pew.
And then everybody dies.
We got our main man, Windows, on the fucking the talk box, trying to get in touch with other research stations.
He looks like a fucking DJ who's smoking weed all the time.
Oh, yeah. There was some dudes smoking a lot of weed.
Looked like one of the guys put on porn.
Yeah. They're in a research station in Antarctica. There's... like Windows is trying to get in touch with other people and there's nobody. They're all alone on the continent. And
that's terrifying. I don't like that.
Yeah, that's already pretty terrifying.
Yeah, that in and of itself is what's terrifying to me. Anything else is just...
They say that the dude that was shooting at the dog must have just been cabin fever. He went crazy after a few months.
Can I tell you a secret?
What?
About cabin fever.
It's a pretty good movie.
No, well, I've never seen cabin fever.
I watched it because I was kind of into the director Eli Roth, but I never watched Hostel.
Oh, I love it. Oh, that don't.
No.
Don't. If you're sensitive and squeamish in any sort of way.
I mean, I'm not. You were the one who was all, ew, no.
It's all slimy. Stop it. They're slimy. I don't like slimy men. Think about
Eli
it.
Eli Roth.
No, I have a... No,
Hostel. Sorry, there was a...
I have a secret about cabin fever, the term, not the movie.
Yes, go ahead.
So when I was a kid, I thought cabin fever was when, you know how, like, people are, like, the term is usually used for people who, like, are on ships or way the fuck away from society for a long period of time.
Or, like, in a cabin.
Whatever. I thought the term was meant to be describing, like, dudes who temporarily fuck each other during, like, long stints away from, like, ladies. And, like, I thought, like, cabin fever was temporary homosexuality, so because guys get so horny, they just fuck each other instead of, like, waiting.
They're turning the prospectors gay.
Like, but mind you,
in the Navy.
Mind you, I thought like this when I was maybe like 8 or 9. Like, what child puts those thoughts together?
This obviously, this child one, right here. I'm looking one, at him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Meow.
So they take the dog in, and Kurt Russell flies up to the Norwegian research station to find the whole place just burned down. Bunch of dead dudes, dead bodies, chunks of ice, like a big old block of ice that had been cracked open.
Looks like a bathtub.
And most notably, a massive carcass.
Yeah, it's gross.
It was grody. It looked slimy. You were right.
I don't like slimy.
It looked kind of like a person, but kind of not.
Like a person was splitting in half.
Yeah.
But like, not.
The doc does an autopsy on it. And says it's whatever it is, it's got perfectly healthy human organs in there. It's got some kidneys, got some lungs, got a couple of hearts in there. No, probably just one. The dog just kind of like gets thrown in the kettle with the rest of the dogs. The
dog was hanging out with everybody for a bit.
Yeah, the dog was just hanging out with everybody and then gets put in the kettle at the end of the day. And the other dogs kind of freak out over it. Good old friend of the podcast, DoesTheDogDie.com.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they all die.
All the dogs die.
It's very upsetting.
I don't like it.
And I was like, I don't remember if it happens on screen or not, but I know that not a single dog makes it. They hear a ruckus and they all go screaming over to the kennel where they see inside of the cage, one of the dogs is just a blob of flesh.
And face meat.
Yeah, and it's like got these tendrils sticking out that are like jabbing at other dogs and like...
Wiggly antennae.
Yeah, and it tries tongues. These two weird like monster claws pop out and like it does a pull up.
It does a pull up. It straight up like just reaches up.
He's exercising.
He's exercising on that fucking pole.
Yeah. They shoot at it. They end up shooting one of the dogs.
Pew, pew.
And like later in the movie, they're nursing the dog back to health, but we don't see it again after that.
Yeah.
It's kind of a fucking bummer.
I don't.
You know what? I'm going to say it. The Thing is kind of a bummer.
It's a horror movie. What do you
think? I know. I'm just messing with you.
Okay, but it was a bummer for me because it was boring. It was boring. It was boring. Yeah.
I'm not gonna deny that it's slow paced on purpose.
To allegedly build suspense, but I wasn't suspended.
No, you didn't fit in the harness.
I couldn't. I'm fat.
See, the harness was tight on me, but I was like, do it. I want to be suspended.
Gross.
I'll suck it in. I'll
Ew.
Tuck whatever I need to tuck.
Ugh. Roll it up. Like a fruit roll up. No.
Or I could be like Stewie Griffin from Family Guy. Just push it in and use one of those band-aids they use for shots. So the doctor has basically figured it out that the thing, and we were watching with closed captions on because we're normal people.
Oh.
People that don't like watching with closed captions can go fuck right off.
Yeah, there's no reason not to use captions.
Yeah.
It helps you absorb the story better.
Yeah.
You fucks.
And every time they said the thing.
It was always capitalized.
It was like
the thing.
A proper noon.
Noon?
Proper noon.
Speaking of proper nouns. Wait. I don't have anything. Go ahead.
So the doc Brimley. No, not that doc. But it was Brimley.
There was like a doc and then like some dude named Blair.
Blair.
And I don't know
Blair
the difference.
Was his name. Blair
I
was his
not,
name.
You know, I didn't keep track of either of those. There were just two old, short, chubby dudes.
Right, right.
Who were just like, I could not fucking tell the difference.
So there was a doctor who was like an actual doctor. And then there was Blair, who was the guy who figured everything out. He said that the thing was copying the dog DNA and was imitating it and eating them, basically.
Oh, no.
He went fucking crazy.
I would go
smashing
crazy
things. And he was like, it could be any one of us. And here's what I told Jack to mess with them. Which was, they killed it.
It's dead.
So it's dead.
And now everyone
there's no,
else.
There's no thing.
But that would be the perfect fucking way to, like, that would be the perfect, because, like, okay, it plants the seed of paranoia.
Yeah, it would have been, like,
it would have been the perfect fucking, like, actual ending, is you don't know who's who and if anybody actually has, like, become the thing.
See, I'm obsessed with like taking something and adapting it for a new medium. Uh-huh. I feel like the thing could be a good stage play if they do that, where there's a creature 10 minutes into the play, 30 minutes into the play. It's scares the shit out of the audience. And then the rest of the play is just trying to figure out if
it's,
one of them, and
it's
there's
psychological.
Not. Exactly. It'd be
psychological
like,
thriller.
It's like 10 Cloverfield Lane or whatever that one with Bugs was called. Everybody forget.
Bugs?
Yeah, there's like some movie. It takes place in a hotel room and a couple, they think they're seeing bugs everywhere. I'm not explaining it very well because I never actually saw it.
What the fuck?
But anyway, there's no bugs. That's the whole point.
Then what the fuck are they seeing?
They're hallucinating.
Why are they hallucinating?
Because it's a scary movie about hallucinating.
I don't like hallucinating. Oh, no, actually, let me rephrase that.
Jacqueline, big old fan of hallucination.
Oh, hell yeah.
Getting down with the psychedelics.
I've only done psychedelics twice. And the first time was really fucking cool. I had a great time. Everything was like, everything had an aura. Everything had an aura of like, rainbow kind of like wiggly aura.
An aura that you could see.
Well, you know, like auras aren't real, but
no, they're not.
But like when you're tripping on fucking LSD, they sure the fuck are. But everything, the TV had a fucking aura, the light switch had an aura, the fucking everything had like, and sparkles.
Sparkles.
Shit
hell
was
yeah.
Sparkly. Right? Everything.
Hey, you are making this sound really good.
Oh, it's fucking awesome. Like I'm
You
not...
don't want none of this, Ricky Bobby. It makes you see shit. Makes you feel things that aren't there.
Oh man.
It makes sex even better. Wow, are there any side effects? That's the thing, Ricky Bobby. There are no downsides. You don't want none of this. That movie fucking rocks.
It really does. I love that. Fucking.
I'm so glad that Talladega Nights was a big hit that led to that.
That would, the Dewey Cox. That's Walk Hard.
No, 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 I'm saying like
Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights came first, and it was a big success, and it started that trend
of those movies.
Yeah.
Fucking love John C. Reilly.
There's that. There's Talladega Nights. There's Step Brothers.
One of my favorites.
The one we're just talking about, the Ballad of Ricky Bop, Walk Hard.
Walk Hard, Dewey Cox.
Dewey Cox. I was calling him Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and then there's also the one where Will Ferrell is a basketball player.
I don't remember that.
That one's terrible. There's
another one that was like in all Spanish. Do you remember that?
No.
It was a Will Ferrell movie, like it's all in Spanish. Everything.
Oh my God, that sounds awesome.
We should probably watch it.
Yes. Anyway, the basketball one, there's a scene where they're all messing around, sitting around a table playing cards, and they're doing the classic, it's just guy talk. You know, we're doing this, we're messing around, we're doing things with each other. And then one of the guys is like, you know, one black character on the team, I don't like when you call us, you know, that thing you say. What are you talking about, Jive Turkey? That. I don't like when you say that. And it became a... like, the one funny scene was them being all like, well, I'm going to try saying it. You can't do that. Why not? Because that's our word. I'm a Jive Turkey. I can't say Jive Turkey? No! I'm getting the words completely wrong, but that's basically the conversation.
Oh, God. That's so dumb.
It is. It isn't.
There was something I wanted to say now, and I can't remember.
Was it about...
Oh, we were talking about LSD.
Yes.
So the second time I did it, I cried for like 16 hours straight. I did not stop.
Oh my God.
Couldn't stop crying.
That is like, damn, what day was it? That was like January 4th for me.
That's a really specific date.
Yeah, don't ask.
Okay, won't.
It's a very specific date.
Okay.
So you cried
for 16
hours.
Was that when you got dumped?
No.
Was that what? Oh, I, okay. I recall. I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, we won't go into it.
Sure.
But yeah, no.
Like, you cried for 16 hours straight.
I cried. I could, like, I was even, like, having fun and joking around with people, but tears were just a fucking coming. Like, I was sitting in the, like, living room, like, joking around with everybody, but my face was red when covered in tears, and I'm like...
Snot like, dribbling out of your nose.
But I'm just, like, fucking, we're watching goofy shit, right? And, like... And I'm like laughing, but I could not stop crying. Like, it wouldn't let me, like my face wasn't dry for like the whole 16 hours.
Don't do drugs, kids.
I'm going to tell you, if you're going to do drugs, you're going to do them.
No, I was going
to. But do them in a good mood. Make sure you're in a good emotional space.
Yeah,
don't
cry for 16 hours.
Like, the first time I did LSD, fucking rainbows everywhere. Bomb, awesome shit. Second time, it was after I'd been dumped, and I was in a not so great emotional space, and that just poof, yeah, cried for 16 hours straight, did not stop. The next morning,
some say that they are still crying to this day
inside. No, the next day I get up and I go out to the living room, and my old roommate goes, damn, you look like you just took a few rounds with Mike Tyson. Your face is swollen. Because I cried so much that my face was swollen and red.
Damn.
My eyes were like swollen shut almost. It was gnarly.
That doesn't sound like a good time.
It was not. But the first time was great.
Yeah.
I would recommend that time to anybody. Just like every time I smoked weed. Great time. Never had a bad time on weed.
Yeah, I had an okay time on weed.
Well, that's you, and you're kind of a little bitch.
Yeah. Anywho's it.
I also like getting drunk. Not like over the top, like falling. Oh, no, I have done that. I'll admit, like, I have literally, like, passed out in the hallway while Snorlax fucking...
It took me a second to catch on to what that was.
A little Snorjax, say, laying in the fucking hallway.
If I had all the money in the world.
You would make a Snorjax?
I would buy one of those big Snorlax plushies. Have you seen those?
No.
Like the 5-foot Snorlax plushies that are like beanbag chairs?
Oh my God, I need one. How much are those?
They're like $500 or something ridiculous.
I have $500.
You have $500 to spend.
I could if I wanted to.
Woohoo. Woohoo.
I love plushies.
Yeah.
I love plushies. Can I pet that dog?
So they move the carcass of the thing into the storage room.
I forgot we're doing that shit.
And one of the guys sees, like, it looks like it's eating a dude.
Num.
Num, num. And he runs out to tell everybody. And then suddenly they see the guy walking around. He's like, I swear he was just being eaten. But it wasn't eating him. It was imitating him. He was wearing a coat. And he turns and he's got weird goopy hands, like tentacle hands. And he just looks at him and goes,
he's like, you caught me. That's the sound I make when you catch me masturbating. And my hands are also weird and goopy.
Do you do the invasion of the body snatchers, the point, the...
Yes, but my hands are dripping.
Yeah, damn it, that's gross.
Just covered in fucking slime.
Ew. So they burn the dude. They kill it with fire.
Yes. That's how to do it.
They bring the bodies inside and they get all this shit. And they're starting to get all paranoid about it.
Yeah,
it can be
too.
Any one of them. They start doing a perimeter check. They start clean, like searching everywhere for it, for signs of it, the thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a storm coming. They lock Walter Brimley into a shed.
Wilford.
They lock Wilson.
Diabetes.
They lock the diabetes guy in a shed.
He used to sell oatmeal.
The Quaker Oats guy?
Well, he's not the Quaker Oats guy, but he did actually do the commercials for Quaker Oats back in the day. Uh-huh. And then...
I was yawning, sorry. I was paying attention, but I wasn't super like...
I thought you were going
to
say something.
No, I wasn't trying to interject. I was yawning. While he's locked away, he ties a fucking noose and it's just sitting there.
That's fucking hilarious. I find that great. If I knew how to tie a noose, I would always have them.
I would teach you, but I feel like I shouldn't.
Oh my god, you're right. Wait, you've been to Boy Scouts, haven't you?
No.
Wait, how do you know how to tie a noose?
I looked it up one day.
Oh my god, are you okay?
I'm still here.
I mean,
does anybody Google how to tie a noose when they're in a good mood?
Yes.
Not really. Not fucking really.
I
But I have that knowledge. But I don't have rope.
I made a makeshift noose out of an electrical cord once.
Waiting for the part where it gets funny?
It's not.
You've been waiting 30 years for it to get funny.
Yeah, basically.
It's gonna be like the Joker. A joke. It's all a joke.
Yeah, that's my life. I've been sad since the day I was born.
Da-na-na-na-na.
Oh God, no!
I got them blues.
You got them.
I got them clinically diagnosed blues.
That sounds way.
That's
too
a major
happy.
Chord.
You know what is that?
That's a D minor.
Is that a? No, it's not. Nope. 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 Nope.
Do you know that? I would do anything for love.
Okay, but you did not play any D minors in that.
Well, this is a D, this is a D something.
That's definitely not a D minor.
Well, what's a D minor?
I'll show you.
Anyway, I feel weird without not holding a ukulele. I can't see. Still can't see.
Okay, take like what you would play a G, but uh-huh. Reverse it and put it up here. Oh, wait, fuck. Oh, my fingernails need to play.
So it's that.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the songs I've been learning to play on ukulele.
I don't want to hear any of it.
That's Clockwork Vaudeville by Steam Powered Giraffe. That is Death, Death, Devil, Devil, Evil, Evil Songs by Aurelio Voltaire.
I don't like how you're talking.
Why?
I don't know.
Just in general?
Yeah.
Why are you talking? Why are you still talking? What are we doing? What are we doing? We're doing the thing. We're doing the thing. Not just like the thing that we're doing. Do the thing! But like, we're talking about the thing on our podcast that we do. And I'm getting distracted because I'm holding a ukulele.
Put the goddamn thing away!
No.
That's mine. You don't have to...
Okay, that's all you had to say.
I'm not trying to be mean.
Oh, shit.
Here, don't... I'm sad. I'm sorry.
No.
Give me your hand.
Oh no, I'm fine. Like I'm well aware that I'm being destructive in my behavior right now. Well, not destructive. I'm being I'm not being constructive, which I guess the opposite of that is destructive.
I'm being instructive. Put that away.
I'm being obstructive. I think that might be the best way to put it.
Yeah.
I'm obstructing this podcast with all my fucking ADHD undiagnosed brain. I need to get some shit diagnosed because I got something going on up here.
There's definitely not anything special happening.
You telling me I'm not special?
You are, but I'm not in the way you think.
Fucking precious little snowflake. God damn it.
You look more like a tree.
A tree?
Yeah.
A special tree?
An ugly ass tree. You a look like Douglas the ugly fir. Tree.
The ugly tree that all those ugly people fell off of?
Yeah.
Anywho's it's... They got a snowstorm coming in. They're all locked in there. They have no contact with people, and they think that one of them is an alien. One of them, if not more. The famous scene that everybody fucking knows that was parodied in an episode of the South Park. I think it was like in the Ginger episode.
Are you insinuating something?
No, South Park did.
Motherfucker.
Those assholes. They want to insult everybody. That's kind of like the thing they do. On their show.
Yeah, I'm a ginger.
I love the agnostic episode of South Park.
I don't remember that.
Because they did an episode on everything. They did an episode on atheism and they said, oh, they're making fun of everything. So they must be just agnostic because that's the only thing they haven't made fun of. And then they did an episode where Kenny and his little sister went into a foster home with agnostics, but they were like evangelical agnostics. And by that, I mean like they preached agnosticism. And they're like abusive parents, basically. They had a kid like tied up in the basement. They sprayed him with a fire hose. And they're like, is there a God? And the kid goes, no, I'm sorry. They spray him again. He says, you can't know. Nobody can know. And the only thing they drink in their house is Dr. Pepper. Because is it a cola? Is it a root beer? I don't know.
It's horrible is what it is. I fucking hate Dr. Pepper.
It's
carbonated barbecue sauce,
which is delicious.
It is not.
This is also one of the episodes where Mysterio shows up to protect his little sister. There was an episode of South Park where they did superhero stuff.
I haven't watched South Park in way too long.
Yeah, they had some hits and they had a lot of misses. Anywho's it's they signed a deal with Paramount Plus that included 12 movies.
Wow, why?
I don't know.
Who wants 12 movies from South Park?
Some Paramount Plus, apparently, or whoever. So they have everybody tied up, and they're like, the blood of the thing is a living organism. Like, every part of it is alive, and it'll try to get away from the burning metal. So he takes a copper wire and heats it up and touches their blood, and it's tense as hell. And Jack was saying... What's with all this suspense? There doesn't need to be this much suspense in this movie.
It's not even suspenseful suspense, though. It's boring, is what it was.
And then it touches one of the dude's blood, and it goes, rawr! And I jumped it.
You jumped. I didn't even...
That's what I said. I said I jumped it.
Yeah, well...
Because I got scared.
Because you're a bitch.
I am a bitch.
You're my bitch.
Yes, Daddy.
I love being called Daddy.
Say it again, Daddy.
Who's my little bit?
Anyway. they're all freaking out because this dude that they're all tied together. And they're like, so are you gonna you're gonna burn the dude that's sitting next to them, right?
Tickle me.
And he's like rawr, rawr, and his song getting like, goopy. And then and they're all goopy. Just still tied together. It like stands up and like tries to rip the bench out. And they finally get the flamethrower on and the thing bursts from its restraints from the ropes. Mm-hmm. And they set it on fire and it just crashes through the wall, which I thought was funny because like it's a research station in Antarctica.
It's fucking cold.
And it busts through the wall like paper.
Yeah, like, what the fuck is up with that? That needs to be better insulated.
Yeah, that's exactly my point of that. It's like, it's 40 degrees below outside on a good day.
It needs to be a lot of insulation.
And this thing just Kool-Aid mans it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I'm on fire. Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
And so it's like, okay, cool. You've killed the last one. Now what do we do? Well, we got the guy that we tied up. Let's go check on him. So they say, we're going to go do the test on Wilford Brimley.
Yeah.
And say, if he shows up without us, burn him.
But he made a spaceship.
Yeah, he made a fucking spaceship.
Out of
like the helicopter parts and the tractor parts and science shit. Yeah, they got a science.
Beakers.
He scienced that bitch.
They literally said, he put it together one piece at a time.
That's how you put in it, yeah.
That's how you put everything together. How are you not putting together anything one piece at a time?
See, I get a box of Lego. I put a Lego in each hand. And I put it together two pieces at a time.
It's still one piece and one piece together.
No. I like lay down the bottom part and I take two and then I go. I put them both together in at once. So I put it together two pieces at a time.
That don't make you special, bitch.
I am special. We went over this.
No.
Rewind five minutes. I am special. I love that little detail because the Men in Black, it had that happen where it went to where the UFOs were to get off the planet. Like it crashed like that. Also, that's a little detail I completely forgot about. I saw this movie when I was in high school. Okay, calm down. This masterpiece of horror, this quintessential movie of the 80s, this landmark of John Carpenter's career started with a really shitty UFO flying through space.
Yeah.
And like burning up in the atmosphere and crashing in Antarctica. I had no recollection of that. I always remembered the dudes in Antarctica, the dog and the guy screaming in a different language. Stuff like that happened. That's racist.
Is it when they're white?
That's racist.
Is it racist when they're white?
It's racist when it's a different language.
When they're white.
It is when it's a different language.
But white isn't... But
well, I'm going to go back to speaking in Yiddish then.
Do it.
Oy gevalt.
I don't know what that means.
You're acting all meshugana.
That's anti-Semitic. That's not racist.
That's a good point.
Yeah, bitch. It's not racist because they're not a different race. Whoa, I got really lightheaded all of a sudden.
It is culturally insensitive.
Yeah, that definitely. I'll give you that one.
Okay, you're being culturally insensitive to white people.
White people suck.
Yes, they do.
We're horrible.
Yes, you do.
I know. You're whiter than I am.
Like, I'm half Mexican.
Yeah, you know, you're...
I'm like half Mexican, solid half, 50% Mexican, 25% Native American, and then like the rest...
White.
White. A little bit of Polish, a little bit of Irish.
Sounds delicious.
Not a lot of that shines through.
Somebody once told me they were Greek, Italian, and French. And I go, you sound delicious.
Can I get a gyro with spaghetti and French toast? I
love French toast.
Hell yeah. Clip.
I'd like a clip. Clip.
Just say, I like really tiny pancakes.
I do like really tiny. I gotta sneeze.
That was a line from Talladega Nights.
I know.
With Sacha Baron Cohen. And, hey, Jack. And... You sneezed.
Excuse me. Bless me.
Do you want to know my patented, not really patented, you're free to do this if you want, technique to stop a sneeze?
Huh.
I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this before, but when I feel it, I distract myself.
By doing?
I turn my head, like sharp, cock my head to one side. I open my eyes wide and I stare at whatever it is. And I just like blank my mind and focus on what that is. And I say, what the fuck is that?
What?
It works. It's been a while since I've had to do
it. I don't know how to blank my mind. You can do that? You have the ability to not think of anything. Your eyes are cross-eyed. Shut up. You didn't really do anything.
No, I just crossed my eyes.
Yeah, loser.
You know what I fucking hate?
Huh?
Is the people that do the fucking stereotypical meditation thing where you put your fingers together.
Uh-huh.
That's just dumb. It's like, you don't need to do that. Just
I like to literally... tuck my hand under my belly.
When you meditate?
When I do anything to relax.
That's because you're a Buddha. You're the reincarnation of Buddha, aren't you?
I kind of am. I'm like all like cozy and cuddly and love everybody.
Breaking.
And
breaking reincarnation of Buddha is white as fuck.
And loves cookies.
I mean, that was going to be a given.
and loves dogs.
Doggos.
I'm Kurt mad Russell, about the dogs in this movie.
Yeah, they assumed that Kurt Russell was in it one time. Kurt Russell goes in and...
He's got beautiful eyes.
They just decide to blow the place up.
Yeah.
Burn it. Because the thing has realized it's been isolated. They've caught it. It's not going to be able to imitate other people and feed off of them. It's not going to... It wouldn't be able to survive unless it were frozen again. So it was trying to get underneath the ice and freeze. So Kurt Russell was like, let's warm it up. And they start burning shit.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, they're just going to have an orgy. Let's heat some things up, daddies.
There's Kurt Russell. There's one of the black guys. His name was Childs, I think.
Which one? There was a roller skating cook.
Cook?
Which is fucking hilarious to me. Oh. And then the other guy who looks like Mekhi Phifer.
It was the Mekhi Phifer looking motherfucker.
Hot as shit.
And then there was Windows, I believe is his. No, they burned Windows. It was the other white guy. The other. There's a lot of white guys.
There's too many fucking white people.
There are no women in this movie.
That's okay. I wouldn't want to be involved in this shit anyway.
So you're a woman.
No.
Exactly. Anywho's it's. So they're down to Kurt Russell and... two other guys.
Yeah, we don't care about who they are.
And Wilford Brimley, who sticks his hand in one of the guy's mouths.
Ugh. Yeah.
And he does the...
I hated every moment of this movie.
And like Kurt Russell
except
started...
for the dogs.
They're setting up the TNT. They're trying to burn the place down. Kurt Russell just starts blowing it up and runs out of there.
Do, do, do.
And gets out. The big thing, it like began to just do all the DNA shit it knew. It was like, here's me becoming a human. Here's a part of it that becomes a dog. And it's like, it takes time for it to imitate the DNA kind of thing. So it was just a big monster. It was gross, wet looking monster.
I hate how wet everything was.
And he blew it the fuck up.
I would blow that shit up too. Fucking gross.
Kurt Russell is surrounded by burning buildings. He sits down and he's just like, yep. It's done. And then
he's just going to freeze to death in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Basically.
And the other guy that was with them, Childs.
Just one other guy.
Yeah. He sits down. And he's like, hey, did you get it? He said, yeah. And they're saying that the fire is going to keep the place warm for a few hours, but it'll be 100 degrees below freezing and they'll not survive.
Mm-hmm.
And you were screaming like, what the fuck was that? And let me explain to you what the fuck that was.
Why?
Kurt Russell
saw
the thing, blew it up.
Mm-hmm.
That guy disappeared, comes back a few minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kurt Russell thought, but didn't say he could be a thing. He could be the thing.
I understood that part.
And they don't say whether or not it is.
I know.
So they're both going to freeze. One of them will freeze to death.
And
the other one, he may freeze to death. He may also just become a thing-sickle that gets thawed out when the rescue team shows up to collect their bodies and then fucking takes over the world. But we don't know.
That's okay.
I love ambiguous endings.
No, you don't.
I love androgynous things. That's a different podcast, though. Oh, my God. I know how much you hate when I love movies.
It's not that. It has nothing to do with that. Like better movies.
I think a lot of people would agree with me.
Yeah, a lot of people are dumb.
That the thing
people
is,
voted for Trump.
You don't have any proof of that.
Fuck.
Can't prove it.
People voted for Trump and
no,
you're
they didn't.
This,
no, they didn't.
This existed. You can't Mandela affect me.
I don't want to believe it.
This happened.
I don't want to believe it.
He was our 45th president. It happened.
I'm going to shit myself.
Not in this house.
You don't
go
know
in
that.
Your car and shit.
Okay,
go poop in your car.
Do I have to get all the way to the car? Can
you
I at least go outside?
You can poop in the bathroom if you want. What are you doing?
Checking how long we've been going.
Oh, okay.
Well,
people are not trustworthy in mass.
That's the point of the thing.
No.
People are not trustworthy.
In mass. That means a lot of people can't be trustworthy because group mentality, whatever the fuck that's called.
Hive mind.
Hive mind is stupid. Hive mind is stupid.
Yes.
Individuals can be trustworthy. Individuals can be intelligent. But hive mind is stupid.
It's stupid.
I hate you all.
So Jack, how many Jack snacks do you give 1982's John Carpenter's
This movie's The older Thing? Older than I am.
Yeah.
God. And it sucked. I did not appreciate it. So like one, like maybe one and a half. Like, they can have, like, some of my chips. Like, I'll share my chips, but I'm not, like, that's it.
I'm gonna give it 4.
You fucking suck.
Half that because I think it's great. The other half because I gotta make up for what you've just done.
Shit on it.
One.
No, you don't have to make up for any of that.
No.
Be honest.
I'm honest. I think that this is a great movie.
Why?
I love... Let me explain. Jack.
Jack.
Listen here, Jack.
No. You don't tell me what to do.
Fine, don't listen.
You're not my dad.
So.
Hey.
The Thing is an amazing... I mean, you're not muted. I just turned you down.
I can't hear anything.
Exactly. You said you didn't want to listen to me.
It makes my head feel pressured. Keep going.
How is that?
A little more.
How's that?
A little... There. Oh, no, too much.
How that?
That's fine.
Good.
Yay.
The Thing is one of the greatest horror movies of all time. The effects are great.
No.
Kurt Russell is
beautiful
and amazing.
I would let him fart in my mouth.
The most amazing and tense scenes don't involve the Thing. It's just a group of white dudes that can't trust each other.
I mean, that's
the fact that they're government. White doesn't play into it, but still.
That's the government.
It's all
a bunch of white dudes who can't trust each other. It's the government.
No, it's a bunch of white dudes that blindly follow each other. That's the government.
Yeah, but they also don't trust each other very well.
They trust dudes wearing different colored hats.
Like rainbow hats?
Sure.
Like purple hats.
And
like a fireman's hat.
And the scene where
still stuck on the hats.
And the scene where one of the dudes passes out and is not breathing. And the doctor in and starts to try and resuscitate him.
No.
This is the scene I've told you about twice on the podcast that haunts me. It's burned into my memory. I will never forget it. When he's defibrillating the fucker.
And then his belly opens up and eats him.
Yeah. A mouth opens up out of his chest or his belly and just bites his fucking arms off.
Yick.
It is... Gross. Horrifying. It's one of the most horrifying things I've ever seen in my life.
I'm not horrified, I'm grossed out. Is there a difference? There has to be a difference.
There is. Like it scares me.
It doesn't scare me, it just grosses me out. Like, ew. Ew.
It's a valid reaction. Yeah.
Like horrifying things aren't even like they don't fucking bother me. They just gross me out. Like, ew, take that outside with your yuck.
Ew, I'm trying to eat here.
Trying to eat here. Don't be horrifying. Go be horrifying outside, you fucking nasties.
Nasty fuck.
You little nasties.
the scene where they're testing the blood is a classic. The opening where it's foreshadowing it, and oh shit, there was a moment where they were starting up the helicopter, and then there was a sign that said "Beware," like caution, motor, or whatever.
It literally just said danger, and then like.
Helicopter rotor.
Yeah, something like that.
Alluding to the little spinny tail.
Very short and sweet sign. We thought that someone was going to get diced up by it, but, sadly.
Disappointing.
Yeah, actually, I'm a little disappointed about that. I wanted more bodies, more blood, more death and destruction.
Yeah, should have killed more.
More chaos.
Should have killed more.
Should have had more to kill.
Yeah. More dogs.
No!
The off-mic gasp was great. It had plenty of dogs.
Can we just let the dogs be dogs and have them all be the thing? But...
They're just happy dogs.
They're just happy dogs.
They're just happy.
Hap? happy dog. Just happy, 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 happy dog.
Can I pet that dog?
Happy dog.
Get up at that dog. Get up at the dog.
Get up at that dog.
Get up at that dog.
I love children and dogs.
I love dogs.
And dogs.
I love cats and dogs.
I love cats and dogs. You know
cat
what?
Dog? Gimme. Gimme all that. Alone in that world with a little cat dog?
Yeah.
Or alone in the world was a little cat dog.
I love cat dog.
There's like,
I want a plushie of cat dog.
There's people that like to make things twisted and like give things dark backstories. What I fucking hate it.
What was the dark backstory for cat dog?
Someone made an animation of a doctor sewing the front of a cat and the front of a dog together, and it was gross.
The front or the back?
The front. Making a cat dog out of a live cat and dog.
Oh no!
It was gross. Like, it doesn't need to. Let your cartoons just be cartoons. There doesn't need to be a dark backstory. There doesn't need to be a whole fan theory about... This is why I hate fan theories and conspiracies
like
so much.
I kind of like some of them, though.
Like the one that Angelica is just like a drug addict remembering the little kids that she grew up with that all died as babies.
That's fuckered.
It is fuckered. The people that they're like, oh, Edda and Eddie is just a bunch of kids in purgatory. It's like, no, why the fuck? Like, sure, like if you're taking a creative writing class, you are very well within your right to do this. But you don't need to share these thoughts.
I am okay with the thoughts being shared because it's always really interesting. Like, I like having, like, the backstories, but, like, they seem more realistic. Like, those ones just don't seem realistic.
No, I hate them. I hate them all. Here's my backstory. There was no alien in the thing. It was just dudes that went crazy and fucking killed. Like, what's the point? Like, if you do that, what's the point of the story that's being told? You're undermining the story, and you're ruining my childhood.
You had a good childhood, so...
A childhood that could be ruined.
You have one that could be ruined. Mine was like, whatever.
Yeah, it can't ruin that childhood.
It's already been fucking destroyed.
Been broken. If it ain't broke, break it. That is a Meatloaf song that's hard to find.
I don't care.
There's like a whole licensing thing, and a bunch of his albums disappeared off streaming sites. But it's like a hard rock song called If It Ain't Broke, Break It.
I don't really like Meatloaf enough.
Do you like Meatloaf the food?
I love Meatloaf the food, but...
You know what's ironic? I don't like Meatloaf the food.
You wouldn't, because you don't like good things.
I know.
I know your taste. Your taste is... You don't even like corn.
I like SLC Punk. We can agree on that.
That's like the only good thing that you've ever accomplished in your life was having the opinion that that movie was good.
Because it is.
That's the only thing you've ever done that was good.
SLC Punk 2 is pretty... I mean, I
actually don't hate that movie either.
I produced an audiobook recently.
Oh, yeah.
And that's an accomplishment, at least.
I guess.
It was a lot of work.
Good job.
I'm starting a second one.
Oh, what was the audiobook about?
Oh, it's called Latent Wolf.
Oh, yeah! You're proud of that?
I am, actually.
Okay, good job.
A young teen named Tobias Finch. He is a shifter who is latent. That means he turns into a wolf, but he hasn't done it yet. His dad is a shifter who got killed by some dude who was looking for him. Because Tobias Finch is what's called a born alpha.
Fucking.
And that means that he has a level of dominance that is greater than all other wolves. Meaning he can't join a pack except as the alpha. So his existence is a threat, and they are usually killed at birth. But his parents ran away from their pack after he was born in order to keep him alive.
I got presents.
You got presents?
Oh my gosh!
Unfortunately, the next one I'm doing is not about wolf shifters.
Unfortunately. Oops.
Yeah, unfortunately. It is called Deep State.
Sounds gross.
It is gross. It is a part of
Oh my gosh! Beaver nuggets!
That's right, you were out there.
Oh! I got presents!
Snacklin'. Snacklins. Craglins.
Yeah, Snacklins.
Deep State is a part of the Bear Logan thrillers about a man named Bear Logan.
Sounds gross.
Bear, spelled as in a
B-A-R-E-A-R. Oh.
Rar.
B.
Or a cuddly bear. Rar.
Teddly bear.
Teddly bear.
How long have we been recording?
Exactly an hour.
Oh.
Anywho's it's.
Ah, don't yell at me, ho.
Anywho's it's.
Oh, I'm stuck.
What are we going to do next, man? I'm kind
of. Don't make me watch another shitball horror movie.
I'm going to pull up the list to see what we have, what else I have.
Unless it's a good horror film.
I mean, I was going to do Alien.
Oh, I didn't even like that one.
I've never seen it.
Well, we can try it. If it sucks, then I'm blaming you.
I mean, I'd rather not. I want to get out of this fucking sci-fi thriller.
Ugh. Are you farting?
Maybe.
You trying to poop?
Maybe.
I don't even know where we...
We are on number 62.
Oh, gross.
So I guess next up, let's do Thor 2. That's been on the list for a while.
What is 65?
I don't remember. I'm just trying to pad it out until Jacktober. There were three titles that you had.
What? Did I?
Yeah, you
I
had don't Shaun of the Dead, yes. Ernest Scared Stupid, and then you had a third one. And I said, what about Rocky Horror? But we need one more because there are five Fridays in Jacktober this year.
I don't remember. I don't know. Shit. I feel bad because I don't know.
I mean, you can just pick whatever you want. It's your birthday month.
Yeah, it's my birth month. Crunch! So, question mark. Whatever. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
All right. So, yeah. But we'll do the Thor next just because I kept pushing it down because I wanted to space those out a little bit.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure you don't mind spacing those out.
Yeah, I don't mind.
My ass is tired. Until next time, Jack.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell has beautiful eyes.
Beautiful eyes.